Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Speaking with us today, Pete Moenberg from Dallas County Conservation, here to get an update and a little history lesson. Thanks, Pete, for coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I want to do a little story on out of this telltale of Iowa, which right now with the presidential votes and some of the backlash against the electors who voted against Hillary Clinton or against Donald Trump, I thought it was interesting how there's a history of that in Iowa going way back of a handful of politicians who've kind of bucked the trend and paid a terrible price in sometimes, but you've got to really admire these guys. This one's called The Vote That Saved a President. Senator Grimes, how say you? A hush fell over the United States Senate. All eyes were on Senator James Grimes of Iowa as he struggled to rise to cast his vote. His colleagues knew that Grimes was a sick man. He'd suffered a light stroke a few days earlier and had been carried into the Senate chamber in the last minute for the roll call. With great pain, the senator pushed himself from his desk into an upright position. Despite his illness, Grimes' voice was strong. Not guilty, he thundered. The silence was broken as the senators and spectators buzzed with excitement. Grimes collapsed back at his desk as the voting continued. Tension mounted as the clerk finished the count and announced the result. 35 for conviction and 19 for acquittal. By the lack of one vote from the required two-thirds majority, President of the United States Andrew Johnson was found not guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, and therefore not removed from office. This is a major event. As the historic session ended, the Republican leaders were surprised and disappointed. Their plan to oust Johnson, Abraham Lincoln's successor, had been in the making for months. Although a Republican, Johnson had alienated many members of his party with his generous attitude toward the South and Reconstruction. He was also handicapped by a rather grim and tactless personality. When the president suspended Lincoln's appointee, Secretary of War Stanton, the wrath of Congress fell upon him. Stanton was a very popular man. The impeachment proceedings resulted. The trial, with the United States Senate as jury and the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court as judge, started on March 5th, 1868, and lasted until May 16th. I mean, this is like the O.J. Simpson trial of the time.
Right.
With a little bit more consequences for the entire nation.
Sure.
A few days before the final vote, Senator Grimes announced that he did not feel the evidence was sufficient to convict Johnson of high crimes and misdemeanors, the constitutional grounds for removing a president from office. Although Grimes did not care for Johnson or his administration, he felt that the removal of a president would weaken our form of government. He said, I cannot agree to destroy the harmonious working of the Constitution for the sake of getting rid of an unacceptable president. Despite Grimes' announcement, the Republicans felt enough pressure could be brought upon him to change his mind. Iowa's other senator, James Harlan, who was also very prominent, was given this task. 2 days before the final vote, Grimes suffered the stroke that was to put him under a physician's care. His friends did not believe he would be able to participate in the remainder of the session. However, on the critical afternoon, the ailing senator was carried into the packed Senate to his desk. Instead of using his illness to dodge the issue, the Iowan met it head on. After the vote, Grimes was severely criticized for his stand. The Republicans regarded him as a traitor. Old friends would not speak to him. His hometown newspaper reprinted a scathing editorial, and the New York Tribune said of Grimes, "Those who knew Mr. Grimes can easily understand why he, a Republican, raised to eminence by Republicans, trusted, honored, promoted, cherished by Republicans, seems compelled to send a partisan arrow at the party life. History merely repeats itself. It seems that no generation can pass without giving us a man to live among the warnings of history. We've had Benedict Arnold, our Aaron Burr, Jefferson Davis, and now we have James W. Grimes." So how's that for quite a ringing thing?
Right.
The universal unpopularity of his position saddened Grimes, but he felt history would vindicate him. He never regained his health and resigned from the Senate in 1871. He died the following year at the age of only 55. What is history's verdict of Grimes? Most historians feel the grounds for conviction of President Johnson were insufficient and his removal would have been a blow to the constitutional form of government. High praise is given to Grimes and the other 18 senators who had the courage to vote the way they honestly felt and could not be swayed by the tremendous pressure of public opinion. Iowa and the nation can be proud that in the midst of one of the most emotional and threatening periods of history, James Grimes added dignity, courage, and statesmanship when it was needed most.
Interesting.
It is. It's amazing to me how Iowa was very, very prominent politically up until the first couple decades of the 20th century when its population gradually declined compared to like California, but it was a very, very influential state. Now, some of our politicians were some of the best and most interesting in the nation. There's four or five more I could talk about some other time.
Very cool. Thanks so much, Pete.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County. We'll be back more next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.